Hi, my name is Denise on a recorded line. Is this regarding the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Hi, how can I help you today? Is this Monet Frette?
Yes, speaking.
Perfect. Okay, let me just pull out the hair relaxer information here. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes, please.
Okay. And then your phone number came through 407-670-4644. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, perfect. Do you have an attorney assisting you with the claim at the moment?
No.
Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
No, I haven't signed anything with anyone.
Okay. And then, did you use hair relaxing, like hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
I've used it for 14 years.
Okay. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer? It would have to be endometrial, uterine, or ovarian.
Yes.
Which one?
Me.
Was it ovarian, uterine, or
I'm sorry,
endometrium?
yes, ovarian.
Ovarian. I'm so sorry to hear that. How long ago was that? When was your diagnosis?
I'm sorry, you said when was my diagnosis?
Yes, how long has it been?
Oh, I found out March of this year.
Oh, wow, very recently.
Yes.
How are you doing presently?
Right now, so it's I'm not clear. I've stopped the treatment as of right now. I'm not currently taking anything as far as like any chemotherapy or anything like that, but I do see the doctor.
Oh, okay. So you're not undergoing chemotherapy?
Not at the moment, correct.
Oh, okay. And you have been under treatment with the doctor, under the
Yes.
doctor's care. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing. I mean, at least you're aware of it and now you're taking action to get treatment done. And I do wish you the best on your journey, Miss
Thank
Brett.
you.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are filing this claim on behalf of yourself, and then the date of diagnosis for the ovarian cancer would be, you said it was this year,
The
March.
March 11th, yep, 2024.
Okay, let me write that in here, 2024. Okay, and then what state are you in?
I'm in Georgia.
Georgia? Okay. Okay, perfect. And then do you have your diagnosing doctor's name?
As if you're referring to like my doctor that diagnosed me,
Yes,
correct?
yes.
Yes, her name is Dr. Amy
Doctor Amy.
Carroll.
Can you spell the last name, please?
Sure, it's CARROLL.
Got it. Okay, Doctor Amy Carroll. And then Georgia, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Let's see. I do have an Amy Carroll that popped up, MD, gynecologist in Marietta, Georgia. Is that correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay. Let me enter her information. And then I have an address of 699 Church Street, number 235, Marietta. Does that sound right?
It should be 677 Church Street. I'm
Church
not sure
Street.
if that's how it's entering, but it should be 677.
Okay. Was the suite 235 from what you remember?
I think so, yes.
Okay. Let me look up the address you gave me and see what comes up.
Okay.
So the address you gave me, what comes up is Wellstar Kenningstone Regional Medical Center.
Medical Center, correct.
Okay. Got it. I'm just going to enter that in here. And then I see a phone number, 770-793-5000.
That sounds about right.
Okay. Perfect. And then was there a subtype to the ovarian cancer?
You said a subtype?
Yes, sometimes it's like clear cell carcinoma, germ cell carcinoma.
Oh, it was serous low grade stage 1.
Oh, okay. I have heard of that one. Let me serous ovarian. Let me enter that into the notes down below here.
Okay.
And you said it was low grade?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you for that. Okay. And then let's see. Did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes, about 5 times a
year.
5
times per year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that was the next question, actually. On average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis? And I did put 5 times a year.
Okay.
And then you are a citizen and resident of the United States, correct?
Yes.
And can I get your date of birth, please?
Sure. October 19th, 1992.
Okay. Let's see. October 19th, 1992. Okay. And then were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And do you know of any family or friends or loved ones that were also affected after using hair relaxers that were able to assist?
No. Not that I know of, no.
And then what state did you use hair relaxer?
I would say Georgia and the Virgin Islands as well.
Okay. And then when did you start using hair relaxer? We can start with the year to kind of jog your memory.
I would say about May of 2009.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then when did you stop using hair
March.
Relaxer?
Actually, March of this year.
Okay, okay. So I do have to put an actual date. What date should we put for the May of 2009? Would it be the beginning, the middle, or the end of May?
The beginning.
Okay. So would it be safe to say May 5th of 2009?
Yeah, you can see. Yep, I would say around then.
Okay. And then as far as when you stopped, you were diagnosed 3/11. Did you stop around that time?
It was, yep.
Okay. So then should we put 3/11?
I would say 3/8, 3/9.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put 3/9 and then got it. So you started 5/5/2009 and then you stopped 3/9/2024.
Yes.
And then were you using the hair relaxers weekly, monthly?
I would say monthly.
Monthly. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then how many consecutive years did you use the hair relaxer products? I know you started in 2009, stopped in 2024. Was that consecutively?
Yes, for 14 years.
Okay. And then, let's see. Did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, home, or both?
Salon.
Okay. And which name brand products did you use?
L'Oreal, Dark and Lovely.
Dark and Lovely L'Oreal?
Yes.
Okay. Any other name brand?
No, it was just that one.
Okay.
Mhm.
And then did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
You said after I started using the product?
Yeah,
I'm not
because
sure
you started in 2009. You were diagnosed in 2024. So the question is, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year? Or maybe I can break it down like this. Did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first used the product?
Oh, my diagnosis I found out in 2024.
Yes. So then you did use the product. You used the product regularly for at least 1 year prior to your diagnosis.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Got it. And then what type of treatment did you receive for the ovarian cancer?
So my treatment, they did do, if I can remember correctly, so when they did do the testing, so they did like a testing, like a HIV testing,
mm-hmm.
And the treatment I did was chemotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
I also did the immunotherapy as well.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it was a complete hysterectomy for the surgery, and I got pain medications as well.
Okay. Pain medication. And you said it all started when they were doing like HIV testing and stuff. That's when everything kind of.
Yeah. Happened. So they did a. HIV test during the time mm-hmm. of the treatment,
mm-hmm.
but it did come back negative.
Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they did a complete hysterectomy. I'm just reviewing my notes to make sure I spelled everything correctly.
Yes.
Let's see, included. Treatment included chemotherapy, immunotherapy, complete hysterectomy, and pain meds. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then I know you were diagnosed 3/11/24. So how soon after that did you start treatment?
March 17th. It was about 4 to 5 days after the diagnosis.
4 to 5 days after the diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we'll put March 17th of 2024 treatment date. And then I know earlier we looked up your diagnosing doctor's information. How about your treating doctor? Was it the same doctor?
No, I had a different doctor.
Okay. Let's look.
Did you need his name
Yes,
as well?
please.
Let me double check my notes here. I can't remember off the top of my head.
No
It
problem.
was, I think his name was, golly, what was his name? Oh, Dr. Brentley. Yes, Dr. Brentley Smith.
Dr. Brantley Smith in Atlanta, in Georgia, correct? Georgia?
Yes. Yep, he was my oncologist, yes.
Oncologist. Okay. Let's see. I did look up a Brantley Smith, MD, Marietta, Georgia. Let me enter this in here. And then the address is coming up as 699 Church Street, 235. Or would it be the same address as the one you gave me
Yeah,
earlier?
yes, it's the same one.
Okay. Let me enter that. 677 Church Street,
Northeast. Yep,
Northeast.
that's the one.
Okay, perfect. And that is the Wellstar Kenningstone Regional Medical Center. Okay.
Correct.
Perfect. Okay, and can you please confirm your gender for the recording?
Yes, female.
And your marital status?
Single.
Okay. And then let me just enter your name in this section. I have M as in Mary, O, N as in Nancy, E as in elephant at the end.
Correct. Yep.
Okay, and then F as in Frank, R, E as in elephant, T as in Tom at the end.
Yes.
Okay, do you have a middle initial?
S as in Sam.
Okay, perfect. And then we will be needing a social security. The reason for this is for the law firm to identify your medical records. They will need a social security to match the medical
Okay.
records to your identity.
Okay. It is 5 8 2 7 7 0 4 9.
Perfect. 480-27-7049.
Correct.
Okay. And then I have an email address, MOFRETT at outlook.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Phone number 407-670-4644. Is this a mobile number?
Correct.
What is your contact preference? And this would be for the law firm to know. Would it be a phone call, text message, or email?
You can do either one. I can set it as both because I check my email and, I always have my phone. So either one or both is fine.
Okay. Phone call? Or I just have to pick one. Email, text, or phone call.
You can do, I would say email. Email is
Email?
fine.
Okay. And then I'm sure if they can't get a hold of you through email, they'll call you or text message you. But just a
Okay.
preference, we pick one.
Okay.
And then best time of the day, I have to pick one, morning, afternoon, or evening.
Afternoon is fine.
Okay. And then can I get your full address, please?
So is it the address on my ID that you want, or is
Wherever
it
you live presently.
presently? Okay, yes, I just moved. So it's 740 and it's Wood, WOOD, Bend, BEND,
Okay.
Court, and that's Riverdale, Georgia, 30296.
Okay, Georgia. Let's see. For some reason, it didn't come up on here. Let me look it up really quickly.
Okay.
Oh, okay. There we go. Woodbend Court, Riverdale, Georgia.
Woodbend.
I think, like, I put Woodbend together instead of apart.
Oh, okay. Yes, it's two words.
Two words. Yeah. There
mm-hmm.
we go. Okay. Perfect. So 740 Woodbend Court, Riverdale, Georgia, 30296. Is there an apartment number or unit number?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And then do you have a copy of your medical records?
I don't have my medical records, not at the moment, but I can get it from
okay.
my doctor's office or the
Perfect.
Hospital. Mm-hmm.
So if for whatever reason the law firm were to request the medical records from you, would you be able to provide them through mail or electronically?
Either one.
Okay.
Yeah, either one, I can send it.
No problem. And they'll explain everything to you when they get on the call with you. And then we do need an emergency contact number, Ms. Monet, in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or apart from you?
Lives with me.
Okay. Can I get the first name, please?
Yes, it's Perilla, P-E-R-I-L-L-A.
Okay. And then last name?
It's Francis.
Francis, as in F-R-A?
Yep, N-C-I-S.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Perfect. And then phone number?
340-244-1135.
Okay. And then relationship?
That's my mom.
Okay. And then let's see here. It looks like we have completed everything. I'm going to review everything with you one last time to make sure that there are no typos. And if anything is wrong, please let me know. You can stop me. And I can
okay.
correct it right away before we generate a DocuSign, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. So let's go through everything really quickly. So you would like to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit. You do not have an attorney. You have not signed anything for a law firm. You have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. And the subtype we determined, I wrote it in the notes, the serous cell. And then we are filing this claim on behalf of yourself. The date of diagnosis is 3/11 of 2024. And then let me keep scrolling down here. Date of birth, 10/19 of 1992. You started using hair relaxer 5/5/2009. You stopped using hair relaxer 3/9/2024. Does everything sound accurate so far?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And then you were using hair relaxers for 14 years consecutively. You
mm-hmm.
were using hair relaxers at the salon. Dark and Lovely was the brand. And then your treatment was chemotherapy, immunotherapy, complete hysterectomy, and pain meds. Treatment date 3/17 of 2024.
Yes.
And then I have M-O-N-E-E, first name, middle initial S as in Sam, and then last name F-R-E-T-T, I have a social security of 580-27-7049. I have an email address as mofrett@outlook.com. I have a phone number, cell phone number, 407-670-4644. And then I have your home address, 740 Woodbend Court, Riverdale, Georgia, 30296, and no unit number or apartment number. Does that all sound good?
Yes, correct.
Perfect. And then I did write the notes at the bottom were the subtype was serious ovarian low grade.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Ms. Frett, I am going to be sending you an email shortly. And then once you receive that email, just please confirm you received it. And if you need my assistance, I'll be on the phone with you to guide you should you need that. But it pretty
okay.
much prompts you. Once you click the link, it will prompt you on where to sign and where to initial. And again, I'll be right here if you need any assistance, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I think I just received it.
Perfect.
1 second.
And then while you're doing that, I'll be composing a text message so you have my direct number, and I'll also be sending you the law firm's information.
Okay. Okay, I think I just completed it.
Oh, perfect. Okay. So let me review that really quickly to make sure that there are no, like, issues. And then let's see. Signature. Initials. Perfect. Everything looks great. Awesome. So, yeah, you did a great job. Everything is perfect with the paperwork.
Okay. Okay,
and,
great.
Yeah, so I'll be sending you a text message with my direct line. If you need any assistance, please reach out. And then also, I would wait about a week. If the law firm does not call you within a week, you're more than welcome to call their direct line. Give them your name, and then they'll look you up and give you a status, like an update on your case, okay?
And you said I'll receive their contact information?
Yes, yes, absolutely. So my advice is always to save their contact information in case you do get a call from them. I wouldn't want you to miss their call.
Okay.
So they just like to call and then confirm everything, and then obviously they will be giving you updates along the way. And they're the ones to talk to if you have any questions as far as settlement amounts and time frames and all that good stuff. They'll be providing that information to you once they get
okay.
on the phone with you, okay? I would give it
okay.
about a week. If you don't hear from them, you can call them, and then they will look you up and give you any information that you need, or ask you any questions that they may have.
Mm-hmm.
And then if for whatever reason you run into any issues getting a hold of them, you can call me, and then I can do a transfer and get them on the line for you.
Okay, so as far as, I'm sorry, as far as their contact information, how
mm-hmm.
do I get that? Is it going to be in like an email?
Oh, yeah, so it's on the documents that you sign, and you should have a copy of the documents you sign. However,
oh, okay.
I'll make it easy for you. I'll be sending that through a text message shortly.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, so
all
I'm
right,
composing
thank you.
That text message now. I'll be sending that to you, and then you can always reach out if you have any further questions, okay?
Okay,
it was a pleasure
thank you.
Assisting you today. I wish
thank
you the
you.
Best on your journey.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Yeah,
have a good
absolutely.
Day.
Have a wonderful day. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.